Hi, I'm John Chu, a program manager on the Visual Studio team. Today, I'm excited to share with you all the new features that are in Visual Studio 2017 and how they can further empower you in developing desktop apps. Whether you're developing a WPF, WinForm, or Win32 console app in leveraging the .NET framework, Visual Studio 2017 comes loaded with many features to help you be even more productive when building great desktop apps. So let's dive into the new Visual Studio. The first thing you'll notice about this is how much faster everything is. This is reflected in many aspects of the product, from faster solution load times to quick document tab switches. In creating this release, we were guided by the mission of enabling you as a developer to be more productive faster. From the moment you acquire Visual Studio 2017, we want to get you up and running faster. With a streamlined acquisition experience, you can select only the tools you want for your development needs. For developing desktop apps, all you need is a .NET desktop development workload to build WPF, Windows Forms, and console applications for .NET. If you'd also like to create Win32 C++ apps, you should select the desktop development with C++ workload. While installing Visual Studio 2017, you'll notice how much faster it is to install. Through some of my own testing, I found that installing all the same capabilities for desktop development, Visual Studio 2017 installs 33% faster and 50% smaller than Visual Studio 2015. With faster install times and smaller install sizes, you can get to coding sooner. Once inside Visual Studio, you'll be able to experience the many new features aimed at enabling you to be more productive by saving you time and effort. One area that has seen many new productivity enhancements is with the code editor for C# and XAML. By leveraging the .NET compiler platform known as Roslyn, Visual Studio 2017 delivers faster and more powerful code navigation, analysis, generation, and organization. Let me show you this in action. I have here a sample app for managing a health clinic. It's a WPF app that connects to an Azure service that allows clinic receptionists to view and edit upcoming patient appointments. Let's run this app to get an idea of what we're working with. The app is looking pretty good. There are a couple of appointments already in the system. There's a lot of functionality already built into this app. However, right off the bat, I can see a couple of areas that I can tweak to make it look even better. The first one being is I should probably add a little title at the top of this dashboard to indicate that these appointments are the upcoming appointments. So let's add that. I need to figure out where to add that title. I know that the view for that page is located in the mainview.xaml file. Instead of searching through my Solution Explorer, I have a new way of finding that file. I'll use the new feature Go to All using the menu option Edit, Go to All, or the keyboard shortcut Control T, and I'll type in Main View. As you can see, I have a complete list of all the occurrences of the string Main View. Go to All conducts a fast and complete search across file name, type, members, or symbol declarations, and I can even further filter this list with using these icons at the bottom. So since I'm only looking for a file, I'll click on this file icon and it will only show files. There we go, there's mainview.xaml, and I can click on that and navigate to that page. Looking at the XAML, I can see where I need to add that title. I should add it inside of this grid element right here. So I've already gone through and created a separate user control for this title, and I've titled it nextappointmenttitle.xaml. It's a simple text box that says next appointments. I think I created this user control in a separate namespace, but I'm not too sure. So I'm just gonna try to add it to my main view anyways. So let me go back into my main view and type that out. Let me type in next appointment title and end that declaration. There's IntelliSense squiggles because the namespace has not been referenced in this XAML page. However, there's a light bulb suggestion. So clicking on this suggestion, I can easily add the reference to this new namespace. By clicking on it, the reference is added to the page with a proper prefix. This is one of the new cool features with XAML IntelliSense. Another cool feature is IntelliSense filtering. I need to set some properties on this user control. And so what I can do is I can type CS for the grid's column span. The returned results are filtered due to the camel casing of the column span. I can easily select it and add in a value. Let me also add in the row value. Another way I can easily manipulate namespaces is by renaming prefixes. I have another namespace in here with the prefix CTR. I don't think this is very clear or descriptive, so I'm going to change this into something more descriptive. I can select this prefix and use the menu option Edit, Refactor, Rename, or the keyboard shortcut Ctrl-RR and enter a new prefix name. So I'm going to name this Controls. All the prefixes are changed in the XAML file. These were only a couple of the code editor improvements that are in Visual Studio 2017. There are so many more that enhance your productivity. The last one I wanted to quickly point out is on the side of the XAML file. There's some dotted lines that for each code block to show the structure visualization of that block. Hovering over this dotted line gives me a preview of that block. This is a good way of visualizing what's inside of your code. So now, let's try to run this app and see our changes. And there we have it. Our title is now at the top of this dashboard. I can go on about all the many new editor improvements because there's so much more to Visual Studio 2017. But one of the things I do notice while running this app is that I don't know what I was thinking, but it looks like the days of the week are way too big. I should really fix that. In comes one of my favorite new features, XAML Edit and Continue. Using this new feature to augment your UI debugging tools you're probably already familiar with, I can easily fix UI issues. Back in my app, at the top, you might notice a new menu. This in-app tool menu has all the features I need to diagnose my UI issues. First, I'll enable selection mode so I can choose parts of the UI that I want to drill down into. Let me click on the element that I want to drill down into, this being the text block for the day of the week. What this will do is it will select the element in the Live Visual Tree, and I can follow that up by clicking the button Go to Live Visual Tree. With that selected, the Live Visual Tree is put into focus and the element is selected. I can use UI debugging tools and to dig into this XAML and view the source. The font size is set to 60, and that's probably too big. Let me try to make that smaller. I'll set it to 35. Let me go back into my app. And there it is. The runtime has been changed, and the sizing looks much better. XAML Edit and Continue makes it easy to make tweaks to your UI and have it immediately reflected. These changes stay in your code after you stop debugging and are persisted after you save. Debugging XAML is made easier and faster with Visual Studio 2017. So what about other areas of debugging? We know that debugging is a major part of your development process. With Visual Studio 2017, we're introducing some new features to help you step through your code and better diagnose and solve issues with your apps. So let's go back to the app that's already been running. I'm pretty curious about the transitioning between pages in this app, so I want to drill down into that. I know that I have a Navigation Helper class that helps swap out pages. When I click the New Appointment button, it should use this class to swap out to the next page. Let me use Go to All to find that Navigation Helper file. I'll use Ctrl-T and search for Navigation Helper. I can filter it down to just files, and I find the code for Navigation Helper. Let me look at this code. And at the bottom, I see a function for Navigate. I'm pretty sure this is what will be used when I want to switch pages. I'm going to add a breakpoint to the beginning of this code block. Let me go back into my app and see what happens. So with this, when I click the New Appointment button, it hits the breakpoint as expected. If I wanted to see how each of these lines in this block of code evaluated, I would either have to use the step through or set a breakpoint at the end of the block to run. Instead, I can use a new feature called Run to Click. As you can see, by hovering over a line of code, there's a play button icon. When I click this play button icon, the app runs to that line that I clicked on. This is really useful in that I no longer have to set multiple temporary breakpoints to get to a target line. This is a quick and easy way to maintain context while debugging. We've always been proud of the debugging experience with Visual Studio, but we know we can always do better. These are some of the features we've developed after talking to our developers and hearing their feedback. I hope this video gave you a better idea of some of the new features that are available for developing desktop applications with Visual Studio 2017. If you'd like to learn more about any of the features I covered or what else is new, please visit the Visual Studio blog. There's so many more features I wasn't able to cover, so go download Visual Studio 2017 and try it for yourself. It's available now for download on the Visual Studio site. All of us here on the Visual Studio team are really excited to share this new release of Visual Studio with you, and I hope it helps make you more productive in all your projects. Thank you.